Oh, hey. Yeah, no worries. You want me to shut the door behind me? Okay. I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Got any fun plans tonight? Sorry, that's kind of a stupid question to ask considering I'm here to babysit for you. Don't mind me. College is becoming, shall we say, a bit tedious, but hey, what are you going to do? So, doing something fun? That's amazing. But I didn't know that movie was still in theaters. Listen, I promise you don't have to feel bad about that. I can't tell you how many people ask me to come babysit, and all they do is go sit upstairs in their bedroom and watch TV for 2 hours. Sometimes you just need a break. Especially you. I mean, you have 2 kids, you're a single dad, and you work all the time. I mean, I see you sometimes out with the other dads, like, going out for a beer, but that's like every 6 months, which is why I was kind of shocked when you asked me to come babysit because normally you only go on dates like once a year. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that as a bad thing. You looked so sad just now. I promise it's no problem at all. I completely understand. And honestly, if you want to do this more often, I have no problem coming over and I'll even knock off $10. Dan, you still look really sad. Is there something else on your mind? Look, you don't have to talk to me if you don't want to, but I'm not going to say anything. I mean, a lot of these moms in the neighborhood, I mean, talk to me all the time. And I don't even ask them to. They just vent about weird neighborhood drama or their husband not doing the dishes or taking the trash out. I mean, it's all very trivial stuff. But I know that you probably have some stuff to vent about that isn't so trivial. I completely understand. I don't know how you do it, honestly. You're raising 2 small children on your own. No wonder you don't have time to go out to movies and long, extravagant dates. And I can imagine you don't really feel like going and tossing around a football with the other dads. You'd probably just rather watch some TV and chill in bed. I get that too. I'm sure it can be really lonely sometimes. So, that last day didn't go so hot, huh? Well, it's kind of the luck of the draw there, huh? I understand. There are, unfortunately, a lot of ladies out there who find younger children to be kind of like baggage, and all they want to do is just like hang out with you or get to know your kids, and maybe you just want a quick fuck. Sorry. I mean, they don't want a lasting relationship. Sorry. College has kind of dulled my filter, so I kind of just say whatever's on my mind these days. Thanks for being so cool about it. So, do you want me to start getting the kids ready for bed or feeding them or showing them a movie so you can, start your date night with yourself? Well, I guess if you need anything, you can just let me know. Before I go help your kids, do you mind if I shut the door to this bedroom and ask you something? Okay. So, if you want me to leave after this or you never want me to babysit again for you, I completely understand. But I would feel like a super shitty babysitter if I didn't at least mention it. I know that I came recommended from the Johnson family, right? Exactly. And you know Mr. Johnson just got remarried like a year ago, right? Yeah. It was tragic how his wife just left him before that, but I'm really glad that he found someone else. My point is, before he found that someone else, when he was so stressed out that he couldn't do anything and was about to rip his hair out, I helped him. Yeah, okay. I can tell that I kind of just need to say it because reading between the lines does nobody any good. So, me and Mr. Johnson, we used to fuck. There's no delicate way to put it. Honestly, though, it was to help him. No, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it a lot. But my point is, he needed sexual release. And I would go out on a limb and say you kind of do too. Oh, don't look at me like I've grown a third head. Have you never had a bad day and sometimes all you need to kind of set yourself straight is to go in the bathroom and jerk off? I know that when I'm having a really stressful day in between classes, I go back to my dorm room, I lay down on my bed, I grab my Lush, and I get off once. And instantly, it's like a reset. Look, I was just putting it out there. If you don't like the idea, it's no worries. And I can just be your babysitter who takes care of your kids and feeds them chicken nuggets while you watch the game on TV in your bedroom and hide away for a while to get some stress relief. Or you can let me help you in another way. I can be very, very stress relieving. Let me take away your tension. It doesn't always have to be about sex, you know. If you need a massage, or your feet rubbed, or you just need to make out for like an hour and touch my boobs, sometimes that's all it takes. Yeah, I feel like I just ruined your mood entirely by even bringing that up, so just forget I said anything. I honestly only mentioned it because you seem like a really nice guy, and I hate seeing you super stressed, and I know how much you love being a dad, and let's be real with each other, you can't really be the best parent ever when you're running on fumes. Anyway, I'll let you get to your game, and I'll start the kids' dinner. What? Oh. Okay. You're actually making a really smart decision. This is going to make you feel so much better. So, I'm going to get here on my knees in front of you. Whenever I have sex or I help people like this, I like to say that I'm kind of free use, meaning you can do whatever you want to me. If you want me to be aggressive, I can be. If you want me to be super submissive and do whatever you ask me to do, I can do that too. I'm really just here to make you feel good. So, what would make you feel really good? It's a popular choice, I must say. People really undervalue blowjobs these days. I've met so many girls that don't even quote-unquote do that anymore. But me, I love sucking cock. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do. And I'm actually pretty good at it. So, since your kids are still down the street playing at their friend's house, why don't we get going? And then I can still watch them and you can watch the game. Think of me as like having a girlfriend without actually having to hang out with me. I'll watch your kids and suck your cock, but we don't have to hang out and you don't have to cuddle me or call me or tell me you love me. I mean, it's the best of both worlds, right? Okay, so let's get your cock out. Ooh, wow. That bitch you dated before was totally missing out because, let me just say, you have an amazing cock. It's so pretty and it's perfect, truly. So, let's give you some attention, why don't we? Does it feel good? When I run my tongue down the base and back up. Oh, I should mention, if you want to be rough with me or like face fuck me or anything, you're totally welcome to. Just grab my hair. See, you're getting into it already. You taste so good. Oh, you want me to go down further? By all means. From the way your cock twitches, I'd say you like throat fucking, don't you? You've never done it before. Well, porn is there for so many reasons, but one of them is showing us things that we would love to do. So, I'm really glad this is coming true for you. Oh no, nothing's wrong. I just need to tell you that sucking cock gets me so fucking wet. And you're so attractive and so sweet that sucking yours has gotten me so fucking wet. So, I was planning on just letting you blow your load in the back of my throat, but, I really want to get off, too. And I was thinking that maybe I could get up there and straddle you. You don't even have to move. And ride your cock. Doesn't that sound nice? My pussy is so wet and hot and tight. Don't you want to feel it coming all over that perfect cock of yours? Milking you? I thought that would probably sound good. So, I'm just going to stand up, straddle you. This is a really nice recliner, by the way. And, oh, that's nice if you didn't notice. I don't usually wear panties, especially with sundresses. It just seems stupid. I know it's been a long time since you've had sex, so if you don't last long, that's totally okay. Because after I tuck your kids in, I can always come back and fuck you before I leave. It feels so good running your cockhead up and down my slit. You feel how wet it's getting? You have me so turned on. Have I teased you enough? Should we slip this perfect, criminally underused cock inside of me? Yeah. Sit back, because I'm going to give you the ride you've always wanted. Oh my god. That feels so good. You fill me and stretch me so nicely. Fuck. Yeah. You want me to go faster? Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, you ready? I'm about to come all over your cock. I've been so horny all week. This is stress relief for me, too. Exams have been getting so awful. Yeah. Oh. Huh? You're gonna come at the same time? We should do that together for sure. And it's okay. You can come inside me. Yeah. Please come inside me. Yeah. Yeah, ready? You ready to flood me full of cum? Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna cum. Yeah. Fuck. Oh. It feels so good. So nice to be used properly. That was incredible. See, I told you. You have a huge smile on your face, and that means the stress is leaving your body, just like the cum did. So, you get yourself cleaned up and comfy, watch your game, I'll go downstairs and take care of your kids, and how about I come up and tell you goodnight after I tuck them in? How does that sound?